Death penalty proceedings start today in New York for two of the men convicted in the embassy bombings trial. Yesterday, a federal jury found four men guilty on all 302 counts against them in connection with the 1998 attacks on two U.S. embassies in Africa. 12 Americans were among the 224 people killed. Thousands were hurt. The four men were followers of accused terrorist Osama bin Laden, who the government claims orchestrated the embassy attacks as an act of war against the United States. From New York, NPR's Melissa Block reports.
To grasp the extent of the deadly toll taken by the bombers, consider this. It took a full 45 minutes to read the guilty verdicts on all 224 counts of murder, starting alphabetically with Bonita Achola, a Nairobi bombing victim, and ending with Dutto Selemani, victim of the attack in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. It was nearly an hour and a quarter before the entire verdict was read. As the bombing victims' names were listed aloud and the jury forewoman pronounced guilty time after time, some survivors of the bombings and family members of those who perished clasped hands and dabbed away tears. After the verdict, some of the victims' family members spoke outside the courthouse. Edith Bartley's father, Julian, the consul general in Nairobi, was killed in the Kenya blast, along with her 20-year-old brother, Jay, who worked as an intern at the embassy.
Today is one of bittersweetness. While the law was definitely on our side today, we know the verdicts do not minimize the loss or the grief that our family or other families, both Kenyan, Tanzanians, and Americans, suffer even to this day. And we hope that the law will continue to be on our side.
Two of the four defendants now go on to a death penalty phase of the trial. Mohamed Alawali, a Saudi Arabian, and Khalfan Khamis Mohamed, a Tanzanian, admitted they directly participated in the attacks. Alawali told FBI agents that he rode in the bomb truck to the Nairobi embassy, intending to martyr himself in the blast. He said he threw stun grenades and then fled moments before the bomb was detonated. According to FBI testimony, KK Mohamed admitted that he ground TNT and helped assemble the bomb used in Dar es Salaam, and he said he was happy when he heard the attack was complete, though disappointed that only Africans were killed in Tanzania and no Americans. A third defendant, Mohamed Sadiq Odeh, a Palestinian born in Jordan, faces a life sentence. Prosecutors called him a technical advisor for the bombing plot. Odeh claimed he had no knowledge of the bombings in his statement to the FBI, though he did say the bomb truck should have been backed up to the embassy to do more damage. Explosive residue was detected on Odeh's clothing, and sketches that resembled the embassy and path of the bomb truck were found in his home. Odeh's attorney, Anthony Rico, said he'll appeal the verdict. Rico says Odeh is an extremely devoted Muslim, a soldier for Islam, but no terrorist.
We've taken the position from the start that Mohamed Odeh was a soldier and that he did not participate in the bombing where innocent people lost their lives. But we still maintain that position. We think that the evidence that connects him to the commission of this crime is very thin. He was convicted under a theory of aiding and abetting.
The last defendant, Wadia El-Haj, a naturalized U.S. citizen born in Lebanon, was in the United States when the embassies were attacked and was not charged with the bombings themselves. He was convicted on three conspiracy counts and 18 perjury counts for lying before a federal grand jury. El-Haj also faces a life sentence. His attorney, Joshua Dreitel, said he'll appeal the verdict in part because his client should not have been tried with the defendants charged with capital crimes.
It shouldn't have been tried together. We had moved before trial for severance. In addition, it also just the whole nature of the bombing itself, which our client is not charged with, just has a tendency to overwhelm the entire case and make it unfair to be tried in that context.
The two death penalty proceedings that begin today are expected to last at least several weeks. 13 indicted co-conspirators remain fugitives, including Osama bin Laden and his top commanders. U.S. Attorney Mary Jo White called yesterday's sweeping guilty verdicts a triumph for world justice, but she said the government's mission is not complete.
We remain permanently and unrelentingly committed to tracking down, apprehending, and bringing to justice every single participant in these crimes, however long it takes, and wherever around the globe it is necessary to go to find the evidence and those responsible to bring them to justice.
But bin Laden and his leadership are said to be living in Afghanistan, where they're protected by the fundamentalist Taliban regime, and there's no sign that the Taliban would ever agree to turn them over to the United States. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.